Welcome back to Sports Day. It was the Demons versus the Tigers. The Demons just got away with a 4 points, Sam, did they not?
I think they did. We're going to cross to Cal Toomey from AFL Media. Just before we do, Jared, Cal Toomey over the last 5 years has just built himself into the, I think they call him the draft man. The draft man.
No, I understand. I read his work.
Walking around the streets of Richmond, and everyone wants to go up to him 3 months before the draft. Cal, who's going to go top 10? And he never misses, Jared.
Well, let's start off with an easy question. Welcome to you, Cal.
Hello, Jared. Thank you, Sam.
Just an easy one to start with. Which club has dominated the draft, considering their position, and which club has made blooper after blooper over the last over the time you've been in it?
Oh, that's an easy question.
Come on, Jared. You know I'm smarter than to say someone's made a blooper after blooper. I need these guys.
Yeah. which club do you think members will probably be a little bit flat?
I'll tell you who's done well. The Lions, I think, have been draft-driven and draft-built. I think over 3 or 4 years, they nailed their picks. They went with a real strategy of competitors and country kids that really matched up with what they were going through and building and creating a culture up there. Mm-hmm. So McCluggage, Berry, Witherden when he was there, Rayner when he's there, Starcevich was a later pick as well. So they've been good ones and some later picks as well. They got Oscar McInerney out of nowhere, Harris Andrews, a couple of nice bonuses out of the academy. But I think they've been one of the big winners over the past 5 years.
Only the draft man can come up with an answer like that in 5 seconds.
Well, I would have liked him just to have, you know, just sort of just dabbled in which clubs struggled in the last couple of years. Well,
I'll give you one. Carlton have struggled.
Well, but you've got a problem with Carlton.
Melbourne have struggled.
Have they?
Yes.
Okay. No, I think they struggled a decade ago. I'm not sure they've struggled the last couple of years.
Nah, they've still missed it.
Callum, your thoughts on Carlton and Melbourne?
I think Melbourne's done pretty well, actually. I'll disagree with you on that one, Sam. One I would say is that I guess the Bombers have to nail their picks last year and going forward now because this is part of a rebuild. They had two top 10 picks in 2015. I think Darcy Parrish has been a tick and will be a tick. Aaron Francis is still a long way to go. So whether that club is now 5 years on from that rebuild any closer to success is maybe up for grabs or up for debate.
Do you think
just clarifying those two clubs before the phone starts going off. Historically, over the last 20 years, those two clubs have struggled.
Scoop, you've made your comment. Can you tell me, though, Callum, whether or not you think Essendon have devoted too many picks, too many high draft picks, to coming up with a one tall forward?
They haven't got a tall forward for a long time, apart from Joe Danaher, and that was through the father-son rule. So, history shows that you either have to use a very early pick on a tall forward, or you get them through the father-son rule, or you trade from down the track. So, who are the other guys that picked up with early picks, apart from Joe Danaher looking for tall forwards? I mean, they've given away a few picks. Last year was the first time in 3 years that actually had a first-round pick for a long time. So, they've maybe squandered a couple. I mean, Scott Gumbleton going all those years back was probably one that catches the eye.
I just think the last 2 years they've devoted a number of picks. But anyway, we'll come back to that. Tell us what happened today. Did the world end because of the stand on your mark rule?
The world's not ending because of that rule. I've been to three games over the past 3 days. I've seen 2 50-metre penalties paid across the two games prior to today. Mm. None today. And the players have adjusted seamlessly. They've been three pretty free-flowing games. I'm sure that coaches and players will come up with adjustments to sort of stop the corridors being opened and the laneways, as the AFL calls them, the laneways of scoring being opened. But so far, so good. And the players have adjusted really quickly. And I think there has been an opening up of some opportunities to score and some abilities to hit some targets that otherwise might have been corralled or cut off by opponents. So I think so far the AFL will be pretty happy with these rule adjustments. And the players, to be honest, have adjusted pretty well. We all got up in the arms about the Langford one at the Essendon practice game last week. But for me, stay on your mark. You don't move a foot across. So I'm all for it at the moment.
Yeah, not sure I know too many people who go to the footy to watch the bloke stand on a mark, so I wouldn't have thought it's a major highlight of the game. But nevertheless, Melbourne are one of the really interesting watches this year. They've threatened, they've teased. Last year they were poor early and came home strongly. What did you see there?
It was all about Max Gawn today. And I guess the question mark going into the game and the start of this season will be how the Demons kick at their goals. With Ben Brown out for at least the first few weeks of the season with his knee, Sam Wiedemann's out with a leg fracture as well. And was Max who went forward and really proved a target down there. He kicked two goals, had a couple of other shots that he probably could have kicked. His set shot kicking, as we know, probably not his forte, but had a few shots on goal. And while he was there, Luke Jackson showed some really good signs in the ruck. So it makes you think that these two can hold the forward a little bit. Tom McDonald was busy early, playing as a forward. Christian Petrarca showed that by the end of this year, he could easily be the best player in the game. I think that's a mantle that he'd be eyeing off. And who's to say he can't do it? He finished in the top three, the best, the Brownlow medal last year, won the best and fairest, all Australian. So I think he's got the capacity to do that. And today was another step in that direction. The Tigers rested some of their players in the fourth quarter, but by then the Demons had taken control already. They were a pretty experienced side, but missing a couple of key players.
Yep.
Theon Prestia, Bashar Hooley wasn't there as well. Of course, Daniel Rioli too, with a bit of an ankle injury.
Cal, Melbourne's forward line round one. Who's going to be the two key positions?
Well, I think it's probably McDonald, and it's probably Luke Jackson swapping with Gawn.
Not Mitch Brown?
And then they've got... Mitch Brown played in the reserves game today.
Okay.
So, and didn't do a whole lot at that point.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's those two who are leading the way, and they swap around with Gawn to bring it to the feet of, you know, there's a few small forwards and zippy forwards up there. Charlie Spargo was really impressive today, I thought. Hopefully they get Cozzy Pickett back sooner rather than later as well. Bailey Fritch has booted three goals today and showed that he can do that. And a youngster by the name of Carl Chandler kicked three goals and probably put his name forward for a round one berth. So
Carl Chandler or Kay Chandler?
There for some of those guys. Cade Chandler. Carl Chandler was a comedian I used to work with, actually.
Yeah, I was the funny man must have got good at footy quickly.
Good pickup.
Yeah, it wasn't that funny, Callum. All the best, mate. Thank you. Thanks for your time. And
thanks, Draft Man.
We're looking forward to your contribution right throughout the year on AFL Media.